If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. It's destroying athlete, creator, and YouTube maxer. YouTube Premium enhances how I use YouTube with awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite training videos before I hit the gym. So no Wi-Fi doesn't turn leg day into loading day. Plus, I get ad-free videos, background play, and so much more. YouTube Premium is like YouTube got some extra gains. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Haley Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. So try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime. That's a mouthful.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned on the fasten seatbelt sign. If you haven't already done so, please make sure the volume of this podcast is set perfectly to your listening enjoyment. Please take your seat, whether that's on the treadmill, car, sofa, or bed, and buckle in for the last trip. My name is Jamie Beebe, and I'll be your tour guide, recreating someone's last days in paradise. On behalf of myself and everyone behind the scenes, please enjoy the Last Trip podcast. And because nobody likes a long flight to get to where they want to be, let's prepare for takeoff. Last week, we told you the story of Hannah Up, a 23-year-old teacher who mysteriously disappeared in New York City in 2008. Nearly 3 weeks later, Hannah was found alive in New York Harbor with no memory of where she'd been or what she'd been doing. Doctors diagnosed her with dissociative fugue, and Hannah eventually returned to her life, hoping it would never happen again. And for 5 years, it didn't. Then, in September 2013, Hannah was living and working in Maryland when she suddenly disappeared again. Was it happening all over again? This is part two of the mysterious story of Hannah Up. Hannah's second disappearance happened in a very different environment from the first. She was no longer surrounded by the skyscrapers and crowds of Manhattan. By 2013, Hannah was living in Kensington, Maryland, just outside Washington, D.C., and much of this disappearance unfolded around nearby Wheaton. On the surface, Wheaton is suburban. There's shopping centers, busy roads, apartment buildings, residential neighborhoods. But woven through all of that development is a surprising amount of green space. At the center of it is Wheaton Regional Park, which today covers more than 500 acres and contains wooded trails, ponds, gardens, and natural areas. The Shorefield section alone includes Pine Lake and miles of paved and natural trails winding through the forest. And that landscape is important when you look at where Hannah went. Her last clear memory was having lunch at Wheaton Plaza and beginning to walk. Now, the following morning, she was seen near Kemp Mill Road and Glen Allen Avenue, and some of her belongings were discovered on a footpath near the shopping center. Then, late the following night, Hannah resurfaced near Georgia Avenue and Shorefield Road, an intersection right beside the western side of Wheaton Regional Park. So despite being in suburban Maryland, Hannah was moving through an area where a busy commercial district can quickly give way to trees, trails, creeks, and parkland. And that's what makes the setting deceptive. This wasn't somewhere remote enough that you'd expect a person to vanish. But it was wooded enough that someone walking without any clear destination could move out of sight surprisingly quickly. And somewhere within this relatively small pocket of Maryland, Hannah spent more than 2 days that she would never remember.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Haley Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Try it now for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
After Hannah returned from those missing 3 weeks in New York, eventually she had to figure out how to live with something she couldn't explain. And Hannah made a decision that would shape the next several years of her life. She wasn't going to let what happened define her. A little more than a year after her disappearance, Hannah left New York and moved to Pendle Hill, the Quaker community and retreat center outside Philadelphia, where her mother Barbara was living. In some ways, Pendle Hill seems like it was exactly what Hannah needed. Founded in 1930, the community welcomed people from different religious backgrounds and centered much of its life around Quaker ideas of simplicity, reflection, and equality. Hannah worked in the kitchen and attended daily meetings for worship, which included long periods of communal silence. And importantly, nobody there demanded that Hannah explain herself. Quaker practice embraces the idea that no single person possesses the entire truth. And according to The New Yorker, the people Hannah met at Pendle Hill didn't constantly press her for answers about what had happened in New York. After spending months as the subject of news stories, medical examinations, and endless questions, I imagine there was something comforting about being somewhere she could simply exist without having to solve the mystery of herself. And the Hannah people came to know at Pendle Hill sounded very much like the Hannah her longtime friends had always known. She threw herself into other people's lives. She remembered birthdays. She wrote handwritten cards when someone was celebrating something or struggling. When a friend broke an arm, Hannah happily helped with everyday things like laundry, because to her, that was simply what being part of a community meant. But there was an interesting contradiction to Hannah. She could make someone feel completely seen while revealing surprisingly little about herself. One friend remembered having incredibly deep conversations with Hannah and walking away feeling heard and understood, only to realize afterward that Hannah hadn't really shared much about her own life at all. While living at Pendle Hill, Hannah also began dating Patrick Rosal, an intern there. And Patrick didn't view Hannah as fragile or spend the relationship waiting for another episode to happen. To him, New York had been something closer to a freak accident. But he noticed something about Hannah that other friends had noticed too. She gave an enormous amount of herself to other people. And Patrick would later describe Hannah as someone who could give and give until it almost seemed there was nothing left for herself. And that's not a medical explanation for what happened to Hannah, but it gives us another glimpse of the person she was during these years. She wasn't retreating from the world because something frightening had happened to her. If anything, she was throwing herself back into it. For about 3 years, Hannah remained at Pendle Hill. And then she found something new to devote herself to. Teaching. In 2012, Hannah moved to Maryland and was hired as a teaching assistant at a Montessori school serving underserved children in Kensington. Montessori education immediately appealed to her. The philosophy emphasizes children's independence and their ability to learn and develop within a carefully prepared environment, rather than simply being told what to do at every moment. But Hannah was attracted to something even larger in Maria Montessori's philosophy: the belief that education could help create a more peaceful and humane society. And that idea was very Hannah. This wasn't simply about teaching children their letters and numbers. It was the idea that changing how children were treated and educated could eventually change the kind of adults they became. And maybe on some level change the world. And Hannah embraced that completely. Patrick later said that she threw essentially all of herself into Montessori, learning it, internalizing it, and loving it. And by this point, something else had quietly happened. Years had passed, and there had been no repeat of New York. Hannah had moved to another state. She had built new friendships and relationships. She found a new community and then a new career. She was traveling again, she was teaching again, and she was making plans for her future. Whatever had happened to her in 2008 seemed to be exactly what everyone hoped it was, an extraordinary, isolated event. And Hannah was determined to live accordingly. 5 years had passed since New York. Hannah had gotten her life back, and there was no reason to believe she was about to lose time again.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Haley Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Try it now for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
On Labor Day, Monday, September 2nd, 2013, Hannah went to Wheaton Plaza for lunch. And afterward, she started walking. And that was where her memory stopped. The following morning, Tuesday, September 3rd, Hannah was supposed to report to work, but she never arrived. At around 7:45 that morning, she was seen near Kemp Mill Road and Glen Allen Avenue in the Wheaton-Glenmont area. Now, a coworker also remembered seeing Hannah walking quickly that morning, but she was headed away from the school rather than toward it. Then, some of Hannah's belongings were discovered on a footpath near Wheaton Plaza. Her wallet and cell phone had been left behind, but Hannah was nowhere to be found. And for her family, the situation was immediately frightening. Montgomery County Police issued a public appeal for help finding Hannah and noted that she had previously been reported missing in New York and had required medical attention when she was eventually located. Investigators in Maryland contacted detectives in New York for information about that earlier case. But police were careful not to assume they already knew what had happened this time. Now, Hannah's history provided context, but it didn't provide an answer. Crossway Montessori alerted parents that Hannah hadn't reported for work and that police were searching for her. At that point, authorities said they did not suspect foul play, and the school asked the community to keep Hannah and her family in their thoughts and prayers. The searchers had to figure out where a woman on foot could have gone after leaving Wheaton Plaza. Finding Hannah's belongings gave them a starting point, but it didn't tell them where Hannah was. And then Tuesday passed, most of Wednesday, and there was still no sign of her. Until around 10:30 Wednesday night, when Barbara's phone rang. And the number wasn't familiar, but Barbara answered. According to her later recollection, the voice on the other end said just one word. Mom. It was Hannah. And she was alive. but she had no idea how she'd gotten to where she was. Hannah had found herself in the Wheaton area near Georgia Avenue and Shorefield Road. Now, accounts of the episode describe her becoming aware of herself in a dirty creek in a residential neighborhood with a shopping cart beside her. She didn't know why the shopping cart was there. She didn't know how she'd gotten into the creek, and she couldn't account for the time that had passed. So Hannah climbed out and made her way toward a commercial area. It was there that she approached a stranger and asked to borrow a cell phone. And the first person she called was her mother. And Barbara drove to the area and picked her up. Montgomery County Police later confirmed that Hannah had contacted her mother using a passersby phone at approximately 10:30 that night. And remarkably, Hannah was not physically injured. Police interviewed her after she was found, hoping they could fill in some of what had happened. But Hannah could only take them so far. She said she remembered going to Wheaton Plaza Monday afternoon. She remembered having lunch. She remembered beginning to walk. And then there was nothing. More than 2 days of her life were missing. Later, Hannah and Barbara went through text messages she'd sent around the time she disappeared. And they found something particularly strange. There were messages Hannah clearly remembered writing. And then they reached other messages that had no doubt been sent from Hannah's phone. But Hannah had absolutely no memory of sending them. It offered a rare glimpse into how her memory loss may have unfolded. There hadn't necessarily been a dramatic moment when Hannah visibly changed. She could apparently continue communicating and functioning while simultaneously entering a period she would later be unable to remember. But exactly what Hannah did during those missing days remained unclear. Where did she go after Wheaton Plaza? Where did she spend Tuesday night? Why did she leave her belongings on the footpath? Where did the shopping cart come from? And how did Hannah ultimately end up in that creek? But Hannah had no answers. Barbara soon released a public statement announcing the news everyone had been hoping for, saying, "Last night, our beloved Hannah was located safe and sound and is home. We are inexpressibly relieved and rejoicing." She thanked everyone who had prayed, searched, and remained attentive while Hannah was missing, and the family asked for privacy while Hannah recovered. And Hannah did recover, quickly. Within just a few days, she returned to work. She finished the school year without another incident. But there was now a practical question about what precautions Hannah should take going forward. At one point, there were discussions about Hannah wearing an electronic ankle monitor so that her location could be tracked if she unexpectedly wandered away. But Hannah didn't want to do that, and her mother ultimately respected that decision. Barbara later explained that Hannah didn't want what had happened to control the way she lived her life. And however frightening that may have been for the people who loved her, Hannah was an adult who wanted to remain independent. So she kept moving forward. She remained in Maryland for another year. And then in 2014, an opportunity came along that would take her somewhere completely different. Hannah was hired as a teaching assistant at the Montessori School for Preschoolers on St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands. She disclosed her history to the school's administrators, who were reportedly accepting and supportive. And Hannah was thrilled. She joked with friends that she was moving to paradise. She settled on the eastern end of St. Thomas, where she could look across the water toward the British Virgin Islands from the balcony of an apartment she affectionately called her island palace. Now, professionally, Hannah flourished. One parent would describe her as a modern-day Mary Poppins. The head of the school was so proud of Hannah's classroom that prospective parents were routinely brought there during school tours. After her first year, the school even paid for Hannah to attend Montessori training in Oregon, helping her work toward certification and eventually lead a classroom of her own. St. Thomas seemed to offer Hannah exactly what she wanted. A job she loved, a community that embraced her, and an entirely new life in a place she genuinely considered paradise. And for several years, that's exactly what it was. But Hannah Upp's story wasn't quite over. And next week, we'll travel to St. Thomas for the final chapter.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. It's destroying athlete, creator, and YouTube maxer. YouTube Premium enhances how I use YouTube with awesome features like offline downloads so I can download my favorite training videos before I hit the gym. So no Wi-Fi doesn't turn leg day into loading day. Plus, I get ad-free videos, background play, and so much more. YouTube Premium is like YouTube got some extra gains. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Haley Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. So try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime. That's a mouthful.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
After Hannah was found safely in Maryland, it would have been easy to write off what happened as simply another dissociative fugue. She had already been diagnosed. She had lost time before. And now she'd lost time again. But when Hannah's friends and family began looking more closely at the circumstances surrounding the two disappearances, they noticed similarities that were difficult to ignore. And I think this is where Hannah's story becomes even more mysterious, because the episodes weren't identical. They didn't feel entirely random either, though. The first similarity was timing. Both disappearances happened at the beginning of a school year. In August 2008, Hannah was preparing to return to her classroom in Harlem when she disappeared. And in December 2013, she was again preparing for the start of school when another episode occurred. And doctors had already wondered whether the beginning of the school year could have contributed to Hannah's first fugue. And teaching was incredibly important to her, but she also cared intensely about her students. In New York, many of the children Hannah taught were dealing with problems like hunger and unstable housing, things Hannah desperately wanted to help with but couldn't necessarily solve from inside a classroom. So, could the beginning of a new school year have created enough stress to trigger something in her? Maybe. But plenty of teachers experience overwhelming stress without losing their autobiographical memory and wandering away. And by 2013, Hannah wasn't even teaching at the same school. She was living in a different state, working within a completely different educational environment. So the timing is interesting. It just isn't an explanation. And then there was another coincidence. Before both disappearances, Hannah had recently traveled with her father. Now, David himself wondered whether those trips could have somehow been triggers. And the possibility becomes interesting when you consider Hannah's complicated relationship with him. She loved her father deeply and continued traveling with him despite the enormous differences that had developed between them over religion and her sexuality. Maybe returning from those trips required Hannah to transition between two different versions of her life. Maybe that was emotionally difficult. But David himself wasn't convinced. Traveling together wasn't unusual for them. It was something Hannah had done with her father throughout her life. David pointed out that they had visited roughly 25 countries together. To him, travel wasn't disruptive, it was normal. Still, Hannah herself had once written something that makes me wonder whether returning home affected her more deeply than she necessarily realized. After coming back from Ghana, Hannah wrote about the violent surprise of returning to what she thought of as home and discovering that she was longing for the place she just left. And there's a loneliness in that transition. She expected home to immediately feel like home. Instead, part of her remained elsewhere. And knowing what would later happen to Hannah, it's difficult not to read something into that. But we have to be careful. There's a huge difference between identifying a pattern afterward and proving something was a trigger. Hannah traveled constantly throughout her life without disappearing. She began other school years without experiencing a fugue. Now, if either of those things alone caused her episodes, presumably this would have happened far more often. And Hannah's mother, Barbara, was particularly cautious about forcing connections where there might not be any. The more she learned about fugue, the less certain she became that anyone truly understood what was happening to her daughter. She wanted Hannah's experience to be allowed to remain at least partly a mystery rather than forcing it into an explanation that sounded satisfying but couldn't actually be proven. And I think that's important because there's one similarity between the two differences that's even harder to explain, and that's water. In New York, Hannah's missing time ended in New York Harbor. 5 years later, in Maryland, she became aware of herself again in a creek. Her friend Amy Scott described Hannah's experience in a strikingly simple way. Hannah would find herself in a body of water and realize who she was. Why? We don't know. Maybe there's no deeper meaning. Hannah was an excellent swimmer. She'd always been comfortable around water. Perhaps, even without access to her normal sense of identity, she gravitated towards something that felt familiar and safe. Or maybe the physical sensation of water somehow played a role in bringing her back. The cold, movement, the immediate need to orient yourself and survive. In New York, being pulled from the river coincided with Hannah's identity returning. In Maryland, there was no dramatic rescue. She simply became aware of herself again near or in that creek. And there's no medical evidence I found showing that water itself can end a dissociative fugue. So I wouldn't present that as an explanation. But twice is enough to make the coincidence unsettling. And there was another major difference between these episodes, and that's duration. New York consumed almost 3 weeks of Hannah's life. Maryland lasted a little more than 2 days. And that difference mattered enormously. Because the first time, Hannah apparently had enough time to develop an entire existence inside the fugue. Finding food, moving around Manhattan, and somehow surviving without the life she'd left behind. But Maryland was much shorter. And because Hannah still had access to her phone as the episode was developing, she and her mother were later able to look at something they hadn't really had after the New York episode. And that's a possible record of the transition. Like I mentioned, they had reviewed Hannah's text messages, and Barbara believed they could actually see the point where Hannah had crossed from ordinary memory into the fugue. And that's kind of an eerie detail in this entire story, because it suggests that from the outside, there may not have been an obvious transformation. There wasn't necessarily a moment where Hannah suddenly collapsed or became visibly confused. She could keep moving, she could keep communicating, but something fundamental had changed internally. And when Hannah came back to herself in Maryland, she appears to have recognized relatively quickly what had happened. And that's another major difference from 2008. The first time, she woke up to a mystery she didn't even know was possible. And now she had a framework for it. She knew what dissociative fugue was. She knew what had happened to her before. And now she knew something she hadn't known for the previous 5 years, that it could definitely happen more than once. And that's the part of the second disappearance that is pretty frightening. The first episode could be treated as an anomaly. Something bizarre happened. You survived it. Doctors gave it a name. You went back to your life. But after Maryland, Hannah couldn't tell herself it was a one-time event anymore. And that created a nearly impossible question about how she should live going forward. Should she allow herself to travel alone? Should she wear some kind of tracking device? Should other people constantly know where she was? Should she structure her life around the possibility that at some unknown moment she could lose access to herself again? Or should she continue living the way she wanted to live? And Hannah chose the latter. Because the alternative would mean allowing 2 episodes, accounting to only a few weeks of her entire life, to dictate everything else she did. And there were no obvious warning signs she could reliably watch for. There was no clear trigger she could simply avoid. The beginning of the school year might have mattered, traveling with her father might have mattered, stress might have mattered, water might have meant something. Or some of those similarities could have been coincidences that only looked meaningful because everyone was desperately trying to find an explanation. Even Hannah's father resisted the temptation to pretend they understood it. And her mother wanted the uncertainty preserved rather than replaced with a convenient theory. So Hannah kept living. But from this point forward, everyone who knew her knew something they hadn't known before. That there was a possibility, however remote, that Hannah could disappear again. And if she did, there was no way to know where she might go, how long she'd be gone, or where she might eventually find herself. For now, though, Hannah was safe. She had survived both episodes, and she was moving forward. And soon, that life would take her far away from Maryland to a small Caribbean island that Hannah would come to think of as paradise. And that's where we'll be going next week for part 3 of Hannah Upp's story.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Hailey Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Try it now for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
After Hannah disappeared for a second time, there was an incredibly difficult question. How do you protect someone who may not realize they're in danger? There were the obvious discussions about Hannah wearing the ankle monitor, which I understand the thinking, but it's a little extreme. Hannah wasn't a prisoner. She was an independent adult who wanted to teach, travel, and live her life. What she really needed was a safety net. And today, technology gives someone in Hannah's position much better options. Now, personally, I'd start with something worn on the body, like a smartwatch. Because a phone only helps you if you actually have it with you. Current Apple Watches can display medical ID information and emergency contacts, contact emergency services independently on cellular models, and use fall detection to call for help after certain hard falls or if the wearer doesn't respond. Now, I'd also share my location with one or two trusted people. Not so someone could monitor me constantly. That's invasive and unrealistic. The agreement could be simple. If I don't arrive somewhere I'm supposed to be, can't be reached, or miss an established check-in, then look at my location. Timed safety checks can make this even less intrusive. Google's personal safety features, for example, allow someone to schedule a safety check. If they don't respond when the timer expires, their emergency contacts can receive their location. So if you're going hiking alone or taking a long run, you could essentially tell your device, I should be back in 2 hours. If you're fine, nothing happens. If you're not, someone knows to check. For someone with a history of disorientation or memory loss, I'd also wear a simple medical ID bracelet. No battery, no cell service, no password. Just something explaining, hey, I have a condition that can cause memory loss and disorientation. I may appear coherent even when I need assistance. Please contact this person. And that's especially important with a condition like Hannah's, because someone experiencing a fugue doesn't necessarily look like they're having a medical emergency. I'd also have a predetermined plan with family and friends. If I unexpectedly miss work and nobody can reach me, don't wait. Check my last known location, tell police immediately about my medical history, give them a recent photograph, and identify places I might naturally gravitate toward. Now, none of this would have prevented Hannah from entering another fugue. And no technology is foolproof. Batteries die, GPS can fail, devices can be removed, and even fall detection systems don't recognize every emergency. But I also don't think someone should have to sacrifice their independence because something frightening might happen again. There's a middle ground between the constant surveillance and having no protection at all. A wearable, a medical ID, location sharing with someone you trust, a scheduled check-in when you're alone, and an emergency plan everyone understands. For someone whose memory might temporarily stop telling them where they belong, those small precautions could provide something incredibly important. A way for the people who love them to find them. For the second time, Hannah Up had disappeared. And for the second time, she survived. She returned to work, finished the school year, and continued doing what she'd always done, moving forward with her life. The following year, Hannah took a teaching job more than 1,000 miles away on St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands. She joked with friends that she was moving to paradise, and in many ways, she was. Hannah built a life there. She became a beloved Montessori teacher, made close friends, and fell in love with the island and the ocean surrounding it. For the next 4 years, there were no more disappearances. Then, in September 2017, one of the most powerful hurricanes ever recorded in the Atlantic headed directly toward the Virgin Islands. Hurricane Irma struck St. Thomas with devastating force, and Hannah survived. But what happened in the days that followed would become the most mysterious and ultimately most haunting chapter of her story. And finally, remember to leave a review and rate this podcast 5 stars if you like the show, or hell, even if you don't. But either way, feel free to let me know what you think. Please follow The Last Trip on Instagram at The Last Trip Crime Pod and subscribe on Patreon to support the show. You'll get extra research, videos, photos, and updates, and even learn more about my personal travels. That's patreon.com/thelasttrippodcast. I'm Jamie Beebe, bringing you your last trip and signing off until the next one. Thanks for listening.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. It's destroying athlete, creator, and YouTube maxer. YouTube Premium enhances how I use YouTube with awesome features like offline downloads so I can download my favorite training videos before I hit the gym. So no Wi-Fi doesn't turn leg day into loading day. Plus, I get ad-free videos, background play, and so much more. YouTube Premium is like YouTube got some extra gains. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Haley Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. So try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime. That's a mouthful.
Bite into a stacked sandwich made with Hero Bread or a fully loaded bagel. And the only thing you'll think is, delicious. You won't think it's up to 19 grams of protein, but it is. You wouldn't believe it has 11 to 32 grams of fiber, but it does. Hero Bread makes loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with taste, but without all the net carbs. We're talking 0 to 5 grams net carbs per serving. With Hero Bread, there are no compromises, just flavor. There's none of the stiff baked goods you'd expect from better-for-you brands. There's just the soft, fluffy bread you crave. Plus, small batch drops of indulgent favorites, like the popular 2-gram net carb Hero Croissant and 3-gram net carb Hero Pain au Chocolat. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code IHEART at checkout. That's code IHEART at hero.co. All figures per serving of Hero Bread. See nutrition facts on hero.co.
Step into the world of power, loyalty,
and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the in any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme in theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.